Hi. How can I go after you, Jamila? Jesus Christ. Okay. Guys, come on, sit down on the floor. Come on, come on, come on. It's such an amazing night. So many great mad women reading in the audience. So many great poets. I'm very excited. I'm only reading three poems. And because it's Mother's Day, I'm reading about my mother, being a mother, all that stuff. Thank you, John. Yeah. Before my mother naked. I'm showing off at 9 months pregnant how round I am. She feels for the hardness in my stomach. She rubs at the red marks. The heel of her hand kneads down my spine, presses firm into the strain of my lower back. I remember leaning against her warm, full breasts, her thin legs. I was a split-tailed fish from her body. I remember her dark hair when we would take a bath together, sing-songing made-up rhymes until our fingertips raisined. My belly button is a knot of skin. Now I, too, have an ocean inside.
Oh, thank you, girl.
I think Daniela talked about being full human, which is hard. Being a woman is hard. Being a poet is really hard, right? Being a mother is the worst, hardest thing I have ever done. I love my girls, and I resent them in the same instant. So this poem's about that. Today, I am two mothers, split. One, a womb, a pair of hands, a strong back, full at work, laying down the world in front of my daughter. Splashing between my legs as we bathe together, she snags at my eyes as if to pop them into her own sockets. Tree of life as a slick placenta, its rings the color of the strawberry jam I've left boiling low on the stove. One thing I know, my child, is the hiddenness of the body. Once I arched over backward in the bathroom mirror, trying to see past the halo of pubic hair, the purple labia, the pink alarm clitoris, for some sort of answer lurking. Two. Swack and savage in movement, my body is a dangerous place. My love has a boundary line as fine and thin as snow, way off in the country silence. You can hear its tiny edges, like landscapes that need darkness. Like truth that needs a tongue. My last poem, the title was inspired by the novel Sing, Unburied, Sing by Jesmyn Ward. There's so many ghosts and there's religion in there, and I've been writing a lot about religion. So the title of this poem is Her Hands Like Proverbs. At a notch in the county forest line, my mother collects wild berries, barks, flowers, and roots. She bleeds, dries, and labels each. She sees the Holy Spirit in the cold morning sunlight, glinting off a rusted pickup. Sees the Virgin Mary's face in smears of blood, frozen over dirt. Daughter, walk heel to toe, lest your foot get snared. She rubs her split-knuckle healing cream into my fingers and feet. Tuck, fold, dig, scratch. I can never let the scabs alone. Tender is her right hand. In her left, she's stitched threads for anyone she's ever loved. Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. She tasks me to set the table, plates for the living, empty chairs for the dead. She has built her house from ham loaf, charm bags, rosary beads, and tomato vines. She prays with her palms pressing between the base of her throat and breast swell. Her heart beats like a full running stream swelled with rain. Daughter, send out your roots to the water. Her fingerprints on a wooden-handled brush, a tin of buttons. She gathers up her alms, wools up her flax. Here, my love, is your garment of salvation, your sacred vestment of flesh. She probes beneath her skin, separating rib from rib. She divides toe from toe. Blessed are the hands forging fire. She unhinges her ankles from knees. She splits herself deeper, deeper, scooping flame to life. Thank you. It is my great pleasure to introduce our last featured reader of the night, who makes all things tick in Mad Woman universe. It's Sarah Williams Devereaux.